Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. I want to thank you guys for listening to the last show. I didn't do a show last week because I have so much going on in the next 3 weeks leading up to Kiss Cruise 4. I'm very excited about that. If you're going to be on the boat, message me. Quite a few have already sent me lines and said, hey, I want to hang out, have breakfast or a drink or whatever, and I'm cool with that. Especially if you're buying. Anyway, it's like I can't buy a beer for $40. No, they're not $40, so don't get nervous. You're listening to this right now, and you're going, oh my God, a beer is $40. No, it's not. But you can get a bucket for like, I don't know, like 30 bucks. Anyway, I got a lot going on. I'm going to be doing shows all the entire cruise. I'm going to be posting stuff on Facebook, posting stuff on YouTube, posting stuff on podcastrockcity.com. So go and pay attention to all of that leading up to the cruise and then during the cruise. And one of the people that I'm going to have with me at least a couple of times, maybe more, is going to be one of the hosts of Living in Sin 3. And it's a big fundraiser. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn, and his name is Andy Moyen. How you doing, Andy?
Hey, how you doing? It's wicked awesome to be on here.
I love that you just said wicked awesome. That is so great.
Well, it's a New England thing.
I know. I tried to work it into my vocabulary back when Mr. Deeds came out. And I was just like, it's so odd. When I was a kid, I used to say wicked a lot. And then when I watched the movie, I was like, oh my God, this is apparently, And then you said it. And I was like, how great is that? So listen, my shows are kind of short, usually around 30 minutes. And people don't like waiting. So let's get right to it. This is the fourth cruise. You have been on the first three already, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Now, so number four, this is going to be your third year doing a fundraiser. And it's multiple days, and it's also on the cruise you have events as well. So let's start with the first day, and you tell everybody what's going on and where to meet and everything, and we'll work our way through, and I'll stop you every once in a while for questions. How's that?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay, and go.
All right, the first one we have is on October 28th at the Holiday Inn from 5 o'clock till midnight. We have Mr. DJ Noise, who's actually this year going to play Halloween Night on the cruise this year. So he's a real kick-butt DJ. He has his own funky way of doing it, and it's pretty wild. Wait till people see him on the cruise if you've never been to the Living in Sin parties and haven't seen him. But he's definitely worth a check out. But, Jeff Hopkins, Denise Hopkins, and myself have been doing some charity work for the last 3 years. The first year we did Wounded Warriors, and the last 2 years we've been doing Breast Cancer Research Foundation, and the lovely Lydia Chris is coming down for her second year, which is awesome. Thank you, Lydia. We love you.
That's really cool. And is she going to be bringing books to sign and stuff like that?
Yeah, you can buy books, and you can buy photographs she's going to have. You can take pictures. She might try to do a little Q&A with us if she wants. She said she would.
Spectacular.
She's always up for anything.
Yeah, and, she does fun interviews. I've never actually interviewed her myself, but all the ones I've heard, she's like off the chain.
Yeah, she has some good little things. It's funny. It's always a good time. And, we always have raffles. You can buy tickets for like a dollar. We have doll tickets. We also have a Gene Six String Axe. Jeez, I had to say that right. And thanks to Gene Simmons Axe LTD for donating an axe for us.
That's one of the guitars?
That's right. It's one of the guitars.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
So that's our grand prize, and actually Gene has signed it, and it's going to be sent down. So we thank them very much. That was definitely an extra surprise this year for us. So that was really good. And the tickets for that's a special raffle. It's for $5 you get you can take home a bass, but it's yours. You're there. You win it. You take it home. You can take it with you on a plane. There's a UPS. We can show you where the UPS store is. You want to send it home, but it's yours. We're not. It's yours. And the sad thing is that. We agreed. Any prize that we give away and stuff, we cannot win it. And it kills me, but we can't win them.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, you'd be like, I want this axe so bad.
Yeah, and we also want to say thanks to kissforsale.com. They, you know, they do a lot of Kiss merchandise. They sent us a bunch of stuff, so we thank them this year. That was a good good hit, you know, good for us. And I got to thank the Kiss Army, Kiss Navy. I mean, people donate stuff. People donate money. People come down and give us money. People bring extra Kiss goodies, you know, so we can wrap them off. And, you know, you got to thank Chris Moran. He's from, he does this thing called Kiss Alive, take these photos. I mean, they're unbelievable. He sent me some packages to wrap off. It's unbelievable. It's just, it's unbelievable. That's all I can say. We just,
sweet.
We have a good time. We raise a little money, play some Kiss tunes, everybody gets along, we have a little fun, and then, you know, that's what we do. We make. You know, it's all going for a good thing. It's all going to charity. So, and I always come up with some crazy ideas. You know, so you never know what's going to happen at those parties when I get into it.
I hear you. And does it cost anything to get into the party?
Absolutely not. And you know, we every year we make a deal with the hotel to try to give us the cheapest rate you can. Miami is expensive, as people found out, but you know. We try to do the best. Usually around January, after they do their budget or so, they give us the price, and everybody pays just like we do. Everybody pays, and we try to do the best we can. And we have to thank the Holiday Inn, because I'll tell you right now, I've never seen a hotel in my whole life basically shut down lately for us. They basically shut the place down for us. They make a special, they have food all night. They'll have it till 10 o'clock. They are going to add on an extra bartender or two this year, because I know they got a little bit swamped. You know, they're not used to having like this kind of function.
Right. I get that.
So, and, you know, like I said, we made special T-shirts. You know, everybody, if you had to buy one, you had to do it by October 1st, so you can't get them anymore. You know, so we just have a good time. You know, that's all it's about. We're having a good time. Basically, it's more of a mellow thing. We don't get tons and tons and tons of people. You know, maybe we get an average around 200, which is fine for us. You know, we like that, you know.
Sure. Over the years that you've been doing this, how much money have you raised so far?
Well, between the first year was, you know, we did it for the Warriors, and then last year we did it for the, you know, Breast Cancer Research Foundation, and then this year we're going to do it for the Breast Cancer Research. But the first 2 years is over 14K.
Oh, wow, that's spectacular.
Yeah, it's... it's pretty amazing standing there and watching people donate stuff and, you know, say, hey, here's a $20 bill. Oh, how much change you want? Oh, just give me 20. You know, it's just, you
right.
know, especially where the economy has been. And, you know, let's face it, we know that cruise is expensive in itself.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, it's amazing that I'm even able to get on it at all. But,
yeah.
but it's so spectacular to see how people can just, they will rally for something such as this.
Yeah, they do. I think, you know, everybody keeps saying that we are one thing, the Kiss fans. You know, with 40 years, you're always going to have these people's little bit of different opinions. I like this generation better. I like this one better. I like this one better. But then when things get all together and the music starts playing, it just all disappears.
That's the way it works. Everybody starts reminiscing and saying, oh,
yeah.
Where were you? How long have you been in the band? And that's pretty spectacular as well.
Yeah, and I, you know, with people from all over the world, you know, as Six Man says, you know, it just gets the most fans from all. I think they say 35 maybe this year, so it could be the biggest ever.
Right.
Like, that's pretty amazing. And of course, the cruise is sold out this year.
Yeah, that's really awesome as well. The first year, yep. And you know, that's the other thing is, and I can't speak for last year, but you know, if people are thinking about going on this cruise next year, you know, I can tell you that I've never seen any disrespect. I've always seen, you know, everybody's friendly and nice to each other, at least in my experience. You know, there's a lot of little kids running around, and it's not so many kids that you're like, oh my God, there's so many kids, but there's kids there, of course. And, you know, everybody seems to be really respectful, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for the most part, I think, just to me, I mean, I've been on all four, so I don't want to say I'll be on the fourth, you know, the fourth is coming up, but, you know, for the first three, I still say the first one is still the best one. It was epic. It was, you know, I can say it was a big, in some ways, a big cluster screw up in ways.
Right.
Because it was new. It was, the band couldn't get, I want to say the band basically couldn't get away. They, you know, I knew the ship. The ship was an older ship. It was a Carnival cruise. You know where the dressing rooms were going to be. You know where they were going to sleep, because those fancier rooms for that ship were basically with everybody else. So they had to walk through everybody. But as soon as they changed and moved to the Pearl, I knew it. They have the Haven section. It's all there. So they can kind of get away, which is kind of good for them. I understand. Because you always have those complaints about people saying, oh, how come they don't walk around? Look at people, man. It's Gene and Paul. They're never, ever going to be able to walk around with people swamping them. They are not your Kid Rock. Who cares? You know, half the band of Kid Rock can walk around, and people will walk right by them and say, who are you?
Right.
If anybody they're interested in is Kid Rock, and even he walks through the crowd, people are like, yeah, they don't care.
Right.
You know, that's why those other crews give them beers and boobs and bikinis, and they don't care.
Yeah.
One of the guys even told me that. He goes, you people are so different. He goes, you're not like bizarres and like, you guys like cry. He goes, yeah, so many people like in your 40s and 50s are crying because you see a Gene or Paul just standing there, or when you do, you know? He goes, most people are the Kid Rock somewhere, like, you know, drinking beers, getting hammered all the time, and that's the way they like it. It's fine. But the Kiss thing is a different, the guys, it's like a different kind of passion, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, granted, I like to see Gene and Paul walk around and more, but, you know, let's face it, it's not going to happen, people, you know? Because
right.
Some people are just going to swamp them. No matter what they do or what they say, people are going to just go at them, you know? It's just that they have something of it. They have that, you know? They are the rock stars, you know?
Right. It was like on the second cruise during the costume contest, and Paul came out. And then when the costume contest was over, nobody dispersed until Paul finally got down and started shaking hands and stuff. It was like they were all waiting to see.
Yeah.
You know, I knew that was the way it was going to be. I knew that, you know, that Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons are not the average rock star. They are the superstar. So no matter how many rules Sixth Man would put out to say, be respectful, blah, 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 people will still be respectful, but they're still going to be starstruck when they see them.
Yeah, I mean, I've done the lookalike contest every year I've been on. I did the belly flop contest a couple of times. I mean, I was in the finals on KK2. I was in the finals, and Paul was judging it. And as soon as it was done, it was like a swamp house, man. The minute Paul stepped out, man, it was like people just running people over to try to get to Paul. And Paul was just like, okay. And then the guys had to come over and say, come on, let's go. He was just getting swamped. It was ridiculous.
Right.
But it's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And people complain about other people. Well, oh, that's disrespectful. This is wrong. Well, you know, I got to understand. Some of these people have, we're here in the United States, in America, whatever. We get a little bit. We get to see him more. We get to do more stuff. We get a chance to see more. The people from overseas don't get this chance as much as we do. And I'm, you know, they want it. You know, hey, I want to stand next to Paul. I want to stand next to Gene. I want my picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
So
after now, once everybody's on, what's the next event that you have after the 28th?
All right, we also have, because we've had, you know, Lydia's come down 2 days before every, you know, last year and this year, you know, but a lot of people can't afford to come down a little early, so they come down the day before, which is normal for a cruise in itself generally. So what we did is ask Lydia to stay one more night. So basically on October 29th, basically we're calling it Living in Sin 3.5. And basically all that is basically at the Holiday Inn, Lydia's just going to be there, just Lydia. There's not going to be a party. There's no Andy won't, the DJ is not going to be there playing tunes. It's just going to be Lydia sitting there at a table. And we're basically just going to have people line up nicely, and if they want a book or they want a picture with her or they want to buy an autographed picture with her, have pictures to talk to her for a few seconds or whatever, minutes or whatever, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on October 29th. And I made a page for that, too. And if you want a book, we want to make sure that you get a book, because last year the Living in Sin party, she brought down, I think 50 or 60 books she sold out in 2 hours, and people were still wanting more books. And then she was overwhelmed that they sold out so quick. She was so happy, and it was unbelievable. So there is I have a page that I put up, you know, basically it's Living in Sin 0.3. It's just got a picture of Lydia, but it's a charity too. She's going to donate, you know, profits from the book and pictures and stuff both nights to the charity too. So And basically it's from 4 to 6. And we know people have other parties, three parties to go to. There's two more going on that night. So that's why we changed it. And, you know, so it's from 4 to 6. And, you know, come here. If you want a book or an autograph, she'll sign it, take a picture with you. She'd love to have that picture, smile, say hi to everybody. And, but like I said, I did make a page. And if you really 100% want a book on the 29th, there's a pin on that group page. There's a pin, and if you know a pin message I put up, you put your name and how many books you want, and I'm going to take those names. I'm going to pull X amount of those books. If you want a book, I'm going to pull the book, shave the book for you, and if you see me, because we're going to be standing there next to the lady, you come up right. You can just cut the line. Come right up to me, say, "Hey, my name is X amount." I'll make sure I'll cut you in the line. The next person, when she's done, you can go right in, get your book signed, and then move on, so you can go to the next party. You ought to do whatever you want to do.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay, so after 3.5, then we go to what?
What we do is last year, this is the funny thing. Like I say, when I went on the first cruise, I had said some stuff online, and some people were getting irked at me a little bit because, you know, a lot of the KISS Cruise people, the KISS Navy, had never been on a cruise before, but I have been on regular cruises, so I kind of knew the gist of the ins and outs, and some people got a little bit upset with me because they thought I was just ranking on it, and, you know, it is what it is, whatever, but now that they know it's not, it's true. But anyway, a girl named Tina Malloy and Michelle Prekdiako, I can't even pronounce her last name. I really can't. Basically got really perturbed at me and got angry at me because I was putting the stuff. So they actually quit a couple of the groups. And so on the first cruise, when I went on the cruise, I've been known not to sleep that much on the KISS cruises. I've been known to sleep for like 2 hours, 2.5 hours a night, and then I'm up again because I don't want to miss any of the KISS stuff. Because all the fans hang around too. So anyways, so that night in the bar, it was like 3 a.m. in the morning, and they had passed out those jammy things, you know, all that mess went.
Right.
So anyway, I had never got one because I got into a line, figured I would get the large and extra large, but the medium fits me, and I'm like over 6 foot. So I'm like, that's kind of, those things are kind of weird. So anyways, this girl walks by me, and she's got two of them on, and I kind of grabbed one of them, but she's got them on her shoulder, and I kind of grabbed it, and I said, "Hey, that's mine." She turned around, and she goes, "No, that's mine." It was like a joke, you know?
Right.
So anyway, she walks by, and this other girl looks at me, and says, "Hi, hi," and she looked at me, she goes, "Are you Andy Moyen?" And I'm like, "Depends who's asking."
Oh,
and
no.
And then she says, it is, it's you. And then she brought it back, grabbed her friend, she goes, "Oh, it's Andy Moyen." So all crews, every time they saw me, didn't matter where it was, 50 feet, 100 feet, 2 feet, "Oh, look, it's Andy Moyen." So it's kind of like they were busting my balls,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Which I was like, yeah, okay. After a while, I was like, okay, I'm going with this. So anyways, when they got back from the cruise on the first one, they hadn't, so basically it was to bust me. It wasn't really a good thing. It was really to kind of like rank on me. So they made up this, basically Tina and Michelle made up this page called Superfan, this Andy Moyen, because Spin Magazine was on KK1, and for some strange reason, wherever I was, they were. It was kind of a weird thing, and I didn't even know. So they're like kind of like taking pictures of me, and they're like, and then the guy goes, "Man, you look all over the place. You're like a super fan." So that's how it got started. I never said super fan. They put it in the magazines. They put it in the pictures. That's how it got started.
Cool.
I didn't start it. So Tina and Michelle, when they got back, they made this website up. Said super fan anymore. You know, blah, 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 whatever. And it was kind of more of a joke. So some people got on it, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Hey, get on this." So I'm like, no. So anyways, in the long run, Tina and I became friends. She got to know me. I got to know her. It was just like a, whatever, and then I had been to, how did we go? Jeez, I'm already losing. On the bar called Key West.
Gotcha.
So I had been to Key West before, and Tina had been to Key West before. And we were kidding around and says, "Hey, we should have a KISS Navy, KISS thing, bar crawl." You know, pub, basically it was called pub crawl, the first one. Pub crawl. And I said, "Yeah, sure." And Tina says, "Hey, let's help you guys out with the charity thing for like the Living in Sin." I'm like, "Well, what are you talking about?" And then she says, "Let's try to make some shirts up, and we'll make these packs," and they're called fanny packs, and she puts KISS things in them, And she does, we took this symbol from like the Kiss Army and we raced the Kiss across it and she put Super Kiss Andy and SKF, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, he was just funny. And it's like escalated into a big thing. So last year I had somebody make shirts for us. So people bought shirts and some of the money goes to charity for the charity we picked, which is the breast cancer. And she made up these packs and she sells them the packs, like they're $12 this year. And like I said, she puts, I don't see everything that goes into them, so I don't want to give everything away, but there's necklaces, there's picks, there's pins, there's all kinds of like little crazy fun things, but all the money that's bought for the packs go to charity. So we're not making any money off it, all goes to charity.
Wow.
So last year it was kind of a joke. We'll go to Key West, we picked our bars, we didn't take, you know, X amount of people. I say, hey, we'll do this if 10 people go or 100 people go. So last year we ended up having like 50 plus people go last year. It was amazing.
That sounds awesome. So basically, you guys just went from pub to pub.
Yeah, we had picked out certain ones. Last year we had picked out, I think, 7, which was too much in a little bit of time. So the last couple ones we really had to go like fast. But it's the funniest thing about it is that it was done as a joke, and everybody had fun, and then Six Man actually uses us in a promo. You can see the blue, like, you'll see a bunch of us with the light blue shirts on with the yellow writing in their promo for this year's cruise.
Spectacular.
Yeah. So this year we decided, you know, we're going to Nassau, and, you know, I've been to Nassau a bunch of times, you know. It's downtown. There's basically two things in Nassau you do. You either go downtown, which is right there where the ships are docked, or you go to Atlantis. So,
right.
You know, those are really the best two things you got. So I knew a bunch of the bars down there anyways. We've been poked around. Plus the Kiss Cruise had been down there before. Me and Tina said, hey, let's do this again. But since I'm from New England, and the whole pub thing, we don't say our R's here. So basically, it was bar. So that's how the bar thing is. B-A-H, bar. It's like park the car, you know, in
right,
the square.
In the harbor.
We don't say, yeah, we don't say our R's kind of like up here in New England. So that's how we got bar crawled.
Cool.
So this year, we end up picking 5. Because at first, we didn't have Fat Tuesdays because the area where Fat Tuesdays was wasn't really a good area. So, but they cleaned it up really nice, made a nice nice walkway and stuff. And I happened to be on a regular cruise that was booked a year before that to go this past March. So when I went on this year, this March, when I went, one of the stops was in Nassau. So the bars we had picked out, I went to each bar basically, except the Frogs. Senor Frogs doesn't care who you are, what you do. Frogs get 8 million people there anyways. They don't need the money.
Right.
I mean, everybody needs the money, but basically, if you're 18 and above, bang, everybody goes ends up being at Frogs because everybody wants to see what Frogs are about.
Right.
But anyways, we end up picking a place called Pirates Bar, which is a nice bar, and basically what they're going to do, they're going to play some Kiss tunes for us. They got some drink specials. And they have the yards. Everybody knows the yards are. And actually, they have all the Kiss colors. They got the red, the blue, the purple, and the green, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
And I also went to now that they picked up Fat Tuesday. So Fat Tuesday is going to be the second because usually we go to the furthest bar first, and then I work our way back to make sure everybody gets back and we get lost. Not that you really get lost in Nassau, but people get a little too tipsy, at least we can get them back closer, you know what I mean?
Right, yes, I understand
but,
that.
But we're going to Pirate's Bar first because they're the first bar that opens, and they're going to open at 10:30, so we're going there first. And then the second bar we're going to is Fat Tuesdays, which I talked to the lady there, and we go to Fat Tuesdays. The beach is basically the first public beach, and the closest public beach that's for free is right there. It's on the right, on the left-hand side. You can't miss the beach. So if anyone even wants to go see sand in the water, it's right there and it's free. That's the first closest beach that's free, unless you want to go to, you know, like I said, you want to go to land, you know,
right.
Atlantis. So then we take those, you know, we're going to kind of walk back a little bit and we'll go to do Frogs. Frogs will be next. It's right there on the pier. So you can't miss that one. And then we're going to go a little bit further down And now we're going to go to a place called Sharky's. It's on a Sunday. They get two floors. First floor, you know, on the second floor, and then outside. And then the last bar goal will be the High Rock Calf. You know, and the calf, the High Rock's like basically right across the street from the gate. So, but we're asking everybody that's going, if they, because basically people that bought the shirts, people can pick up their shirts and the packs that they bought at the Living in Sin party on, you know, the Wednesday, October 28th, you know, then Tina will be there, I'll be there, and we're going to pass through the shirts. If you can't make it there, we're going to be the next day, because we're going to be hanging around at the Holiday Inn, we're going to be hanging around the pool area from like 3 to, you know, like 10 to 3, so we're going to pass out the rest of the stuff there. But we're asking everybody that's going on the bar crawl to be meet at the Bliss Room, like last year, I mean the Bliss Room on the seventh floor, and I think it's in the back, or forwards, they call it, forward or back, it's probably in the back, I'm all messed up right now, but meet at the Bliss Room at 9:45 a.m. on November 2nd, because that's the day of the crawl. So everybody get their shirts, you take a couple pictures again, we get big groups of pictures, and then we'll walk through the ship and start heading up and start the drinking and the talking. Awesome. I mean, anybody can go. Even if you don't buy a shirt, you don't drink, it doesn't matter. People just go to have fun, hang out, get to meet new people, hang out, have a lot of pictures. And like I said, you get to hit the first beach. And the only thing that we say is that people have asked us, you know, you have to be at least 18 to get in the bars down there. And you probably can get into Frogs. You can get into Frogs, High Rock Sharkies. Now, the Pirates probably, but the one you can't get, if you're under 18, you're not going to get in for Fat Tuesdays. They will not, right there in the gate, you have to be 18 to get through the gates. There's no joke.
Gotcha.
So
now, that sounds like a ton of fun. And then you said you just organized the pin swap.
Yeah, there were a lot of people talking about they wanted, you've been posting on the cruiser site that they want to do a Hard Rock, you know, just came out of the Hard Rock. You know, they came on the pin from each state or wherever, Hard Rock, and people had been talking about it. But the other day, it basically was Tim Freeze who actually made the group, and he put me as one of the admins to help put up pictures and stuff. And, you know, the last couple of years, the six-man had T-shirt swaps. You know, people bringing just T-shirt swaps and they're swapping them out. So they thought they would do one this year, and people would swap pins there and stuff, you know, or trade anything, really. You know, if you made custom picks, the people have made custom picks through the last 4 years, and they like to trade them off and swap picks, which is kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
And because I do the same thing. I bring my custom picks every year. I end up, when I dress up, I end up throwing them out to the crowd here and there. Karaoke is always a good time to throw things out and stuff. But Tim Freeze made a group like 2 days ago, and I, like I said, made me an admin to help, you know, post some pictures, do some pictures, put some pictures up on the, for the group picture. And, so we're going to meet at the same place that they do the swap, or the Spinnaker Lounge, and that's, I think that's forward. See, I'm getting confused right on top of my head. At 10 o'clock in the morning on November 3rd?
3rd,
I think
yes.
That is November 3rd, yeah, because that's the whole, because basically that's the biggest open spot there is. There's no kiss things going on in the morning. There's none of that, none of the bands play. Nothing's going on from like 10 to 12 or whatever it is, because I think the next thing is the gene qualifying pick throwing thing. I think that's the earliest thing, and that's at that noon. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to, you know, Hard Rock slash, you know, your KK4 picks, or, you know, people, you know, a lot of, you know, people from overseas too, because it's kind of neat, and here from the States, we like to bring things that, you know, I brought a couple of shot glasses people can't get from overseas, so we swap or whatever, or people buy things. So I think it's like a, basically, I think it's like a teeny mini expo.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Okay, so are we missing anything else?
I don't think so.
Well, listen, I cannot wait to get down there and meet you and meet everybody that you've been talking about. It sounds like so much fun. You know, every opportunity that you guys get, if you're going on this boat, walk up to somebody that you don't know and say hello. Introduce yourselves. This is going to happen to you whether you want it to or not. So just walk up to people, say hello, and, you know, have a talk. You know, everybody's, for the most part, very friendly. And get involved in this, you know, in these activities that Andy's got going on. Raise some money, you know, for the cancer research and stuff like that. Buy the T-shirts. anything they have for sale, just pick it up. Go down there, meet Lydia, buy one of her books. I have seen one. I don't own one myself, but I have seen one. I actually have a buddy who's apparently there's a listing in the book for a show that where Kiss played, I think, here in Atlanta back in the early 70s. And underneath it is my friend's band's name. And it was just the coolest thing. You go, wow, you're in her book, you know?
Her book is amazing. To me, so far, I tell you, I don't care what anybody says so far, her book has been the best book out of anybody. I mean, you got Gene's written books, you have Paul's written a book, you've had Peter write a book, you had Ace write a book, you had Gene Paul write again. Lydia's is just amazing, the pictures, you know, and she's not doing the slamming thing that right. These guys kind of go at each other. And I think a lot of people are like, you know, she just shows pictures and does the thing of what went on, and it's just amazing. Her book is just unbelievable pictures, you know, especially when you're like that. Especially if you're, you know, let's say you're in your 40s and above, and the whole Kiss thing was like the mystique and the aura, and they sort of hit the ass thing around the pool and hanging out, just like you would, you know?
Right.
And a couple other crazy things, you know?
Sure. And if you want to know what those are, get the book.
Oh, just amazing. That's all I can say. Amazing.
Absolutely. Okay, listen, before we go, tell everybody about your Facebook page so they can find you.
Well, we have The Living in Sin. Oh, geez, Andy. The Living in Sin, The Holiday Inn. That's one of the groups that Jeff Hopkins, Denise Hopkins, and I run for the Living in Sin parties. And I'll post it on Matt's page.
Right.
And the other one is the Super Kiss Fan Andy's page. I see you get into them, but I always forget the correct names. I can post those too. But people just tag along, have fun. That's what I mean. Because these Kiss cruises are not going to last forever. It's just amazing how, you know, who knows? Maybe next year could be the last one, or the year after, depending how the guys are doing, you know? They're not kids anymore.
Right.
Just enjoy it while you can right now. Enjoy while you can.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for coming on, Andy. You're awesome.
Yeah, well, no, it's wicked awesome.
It's wicked awesome. Oh, man, I missed my chance. I missed my chance to say that. Thank you very much. I will see you in just a couple of weeks. And it will be awesome to hang out with you. I'll sit down and we'll do a show together and maybe some video things, and we'll post them so everybody could see how much fun we're having, and maybe they'll come and join us on Kiss Cruise 5.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. The more the merrier. Here we go.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next time.
Oh, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, guys, that's the end of the show. But before I go, I want to ask you guys to do me a couple of favors. One, go to iTunes and subscribe to this show. This way, every week, you can get your Kiss fix. I'm usually between 20 and 30 minutes. I don't usually go too much over that. Also, send me messages, podcastrockcity1, the number one, at gmail.com. And also, if you guys want to get a t-shirt, a Podcast Rock City t-shirt, go to podcastrockcity.com, and there's a little link at the top that says t-shirts. Click on it, go get a t-shirt, or you can get a sticker, a hat, a coffee mug, anything you want with Podcast Rock City on it. It would be awesome if you did. I will be wearing my Podcast Rock City hoodie on the ship, because we all know it gets windy. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Greetings from Jan Bell, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. All right. Join Jody Hanat, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris for the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you, and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, f***.
Oh, f***.
Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washtub bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
Kiss podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753.
Right, that Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
All right. Hi, Kiss fans. This is J.R. Smalling, and I'm pleased to announce the release of our new book, Out on the Streets, written by me and the other members of the original Kiss crew. This book chronicles the glory days of the hottest band in the land from 1974 to 1976. You'll hear the real tales of what it was like to be on the road with Kiss during those early years. For more information or to purchase, visit our website, www.theoriginalkisscrew.com. That's crew with a K. You wanted the book and you got it. And we hope that you enjoy it.